just one other Rashi worth noticing, and that is the chazen that was chosen, the one that went lefnei hateva to be mitzvah the olam, was a zaken, and he was also a ragel. So Rashi says, why do you have to be a ragel? Number one, what is a ragel? Quote, ragel lehispalel. He's someone that davens a lot, meaning you're not going to take someone that's never davened for the omid before. Someone that's a ragel lehispalel. V'tfilasa shkura b'fiv, v'lo yita. Because a person like that's we're confident that he's not going to make a mistake. Now, vosses, and if the chazen makes a mistake, shekol chazen shetoya, says Rashi, simin ra l'shalcha. It's not a good simin. And as a result, we wanted to make sure that this chazen was somebody that wasn't going to make any mistakes. The afla that we speak at all the time, on the pasuk v'aschanon al Hashem be'isahi lemar, and Aflosh tells v'aschanon al Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu said he davin v'aschanon 515 tefilos k'minyan v'aschanon. It's also the gematria of tefilos 515. It's also the gematria of Yitzchak and Rivka together. The Chasam Sofer says it's 515 because Yitzchak was mespalo mincha and the ikur tefilos amincha, like we spoke about just recently, Elio loynena ela betefilos amincha. But the point is Moshe Rabbeinu was mespalo 515 tefilos. And the question is, what is Lamer? Meaning, Vaidabra Hashem el Moshe Lamer. Hashem told Moshe Lamer, go tell the Bnei Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu's davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's Lamer? What's Poshe Pshat in Lamer? So the Hafla says, V'aschanan al Hashem ba'isahi Lamer. Moshe Rabbeinu said that he davened to Hashem Lamer, that he should be able to daven. The tefillos of V'aschanan were tefillos Lamer. Moshe Rabbeinu wanted to daven that Ebronov era, that he should be zoicha to go into Eretz Yisrael. But Moshe Rabbeinu had verstanden that you can't just nemzich davenen. You need tremendous siyata deshmaya. You need a tremendous schus to be able to daven properly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Moshe Rabbeinu addressed that. How? By davening. V'aschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemar. In the Torah from the Chasam Sofer, the Chassidim Arishonim ha'yishoyin sha'achas koydem atfilo. What did they do during that hour? They used to daven. They used to daven for an hour before davening. What did they daven for? That they should be able to daven. We say Hashem sfasai tiftach ufi yagit tilasecha. That's one line. But the point is that v'aschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemar Chassidim Arishonim ha'yishoyin sha'achas koydem atfilo. There was an Indian in the Sfarim HaKadoshim that a Yid has to daven for him to be able to daven. Says the Hafla in Ponim Yofos, that's the inyan of the Hoya Terem Yikro Va'ani Ene. Oid Heim Madabrim Va'ani Yeshva. There's this concept of Terem Yikro Va'ani Ene, that before you even daven, I already answered the tefillah. What does that mean? I answered the tefillah before you even daven? It's this inyan. It's the inyan that before a person davens Va'ani Ene, I already accepted your tefillah that you should be able to daven, and in that schus you'll be able to daven like a mensch, like this I'll be able to answer the tefillah also. But there's some siyata deshmaya that you need, there's some kabbalah sa tefillah that you need before the tefillah. What's that? It's to answer yenet tefillah of Hashem svasai tiftach ufi agati lasecha. It's to answer the tefillah of aschanan al Hashem, which was be'esahi lemar, the tefillah that I should be able to daven. But hafla says, toich dvar, it's the first hafla on parshas vaschanan, and that piece he throws in, he says, that's this inyan that Chazal said. Gemara says regarding Reb Chanina ben Doisa, and this is the Gemara that Rashi over here is quoting. He said, "Im shkurat filasa b'fi." He said, "When he used to daven, if it was shkurat filasa b'fi, yodeya ani shehu mekubal. I know that my tefillah is going to be answered, and otherwise, I was a little bit worried." He says, "Why does that matter? If the tefillah goes geshmirt, that's a simon that the tefillah is going to be answered." What he meant to say was, if the tefillah goes geshmirt, that's a raya that the tefillah of Hashem svasai tiftach ufmiyaget tilasecha was answered. It's a raya that the shoyin shoachas koydem atfilah was merutzah. Was niskabel. It's right that the v'aschanan al Hashem be'isahi lemar was niskabel, and that's this inyan of im shkurat filase b'fi yodeya ani shehim makobel. But that's this inyan. The inyan is that when the davening goes geshmirt, it's a simen that the tefila as mezolin kenin davening was niskabel. That's terem yikro v'aniyena. If you know that that tefila is niskabel, all you need is the siyata deshmaya to be able to daven like a mensch. That's the hardest part. The hardest part is to be able to daven. If a yid has the siyata deshmaya that he can daven, then everything's going to go smoothly. If I see tfilasi yeshkura b'fi, said Reb Chaim Mendoza, then I know we're good. Then I know I have nothing to worry about. That's the simen. If the tefila koydem atfila was niskabel, everything's going to go smoothly. If that tefila wasn't niskabel, that's when you have to be chayish. That's why we took a zokin v'rogo, because we wanted that it should be shkura tefilasi b'fi, because that's a simen type.